اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's statements at the gathering of the ulama of west of Tehran, October 22, 1969. Up to this moment that we are gathered here, Islam has been maintained by the grace of the Master of Martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. The Master of Martyrs gave his all for Islam in the path of Allah. He had no worldly things to give, but he offered himself, his young ones, and his disciples. He rose in support of Islam to oppose tyranny. He imposed the empire of these days, which were more vehement than mother imperial regimes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and Ashura. In one of his speeches, he mentions that for the Shia school, Muharram is a month in which victory was achieved through blood and sacrifice. Well, we know that in the month of Muharram in the 61th Hijri, we know that Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his family, he entered the land of Karbala, where he went to the Hajj and he couldn't perform the Hajj. Therefore, later, because he got the letters of the people from Kufa, so he aimed towards the Kufa. And after that, in the land of Karbala, he was surrounded by the army of Banu Umayyah and got martyred in the land of Karbala. So the sacrifices were made, the blood was shed, the blood of innocent people, even the 6 months baby's blood was shed in the land of Karbala. We can see all this oppression, we can see all this brutality in the land of Karbala, which was happened against the family of the Prophet, the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We can see, but in the Shia school, Imam Khomeini says that Muharram is the month in which victory was achieved. Why? Because Shias are the follower, the true follower of Ahlul Bayt, the true follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Prophet has said that the Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are the masters of the paradise, the Shia school is the follower of the masters of the paradise.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala Rasulullah Ya Rabbana salli
We have the other imams as well from the descendants of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, two of them who were also present in the land of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin and Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. Therefore, in the Shia school of thought, we see victory and it has been achieved by the blood. We have in the ziyarat, when we go to visit the grave of Imam Hussein, there are in the ziyarat, there are the wordings which says, Assalamu alayka ya tharallahi wabna tharahi. Oh, peace be upon you, O the blood of Allah and the son of the blood of Allah. The blood of Imam Hussein is known as the blood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blood which was shed, and that is the blood of Imam Ali alayhi salam on the 19th of Ramadan, where Ibn Muljam has struck his head, he is known as the Thar Allah, the blood of Allah. These are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This blood is being shed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it has been related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sacrifices were for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we see the victory in this shedding the blood, in this martyrdom, and in these sacrifices. And in the Shia school of thought, we all are ready to sacrifice everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha